Everyone, blessings. Welcome. Amanda Grace here with you live on this Monday, May 6, 2024. Hello to all of those of you who are jumping on in the United States and around the world. Hello from China. Wow. Well, we got apparently someone from China that is watching. Hello to our friends in China, UK, United Kingdom. Hello, hello, Scotland. Oh my goodness, Grace. We see Canada, Washington State, New Zealand, Oregon, Texas, Virginia, Wisconsin, all coming in. What a blessing. We are so happy to have you all here together. And we're going to open up in prayer in just a moment here. Hello to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So we're going to open up in prayer. I just have a couple of announcements. We have a fiery word from the Lord tonight. Hello in the Netherlands. So glad to have you. And Hawaii. Hello to our friends in Hawaii. We're very happy to have you here. So this is a fiery word. I actually read it like I wrote it when the Lord gave it to me. I went back and looked at it because I don't remember, most of what is put in there. Even though when I'm typing the word, I stop when I need to stop. When the Lord pauses, I pause, I listen. But I looked at it and again, and I said, okay, Lord, I guess here we go. A Bronx, New York. Hello, Evelyn in the Bronx, New York, my stomping ground. So happy to have you here. West Africa. Hello to those in West Africa, Toronto, Canada. My goodness, do we have a lot of internationals here? And I'm thrilled. My accent probably sounds very funny to you. But this is as probably almost New York as New York can get when it comes to accents. But I looked at the word and I said, okay, Lord, we're going to give this and we're going to go forth, and you're going to see why it's so fiery when we begin. It's going to be put up on the blog. So we will put that up on the blog. And I have to talk about briefly afterwards, the Kentucky Derby and what's coming. So we're going to do the word first though. So let's open up in prayer as people are jumping in, and then we'll get into tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you that you are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise through your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Lord, asking that the pull of the flesh becomes less in our lives, so you, your will, and your power become more in our lives. We acknowledge you sent your son Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten. He was nailed to a cross. He died a brutal death. His blood dripped onto the mercy seat, and he purchased us back to our Father in heaven. Father, we praise you for that he is ruling and reigning at your right hand forevermore. He rose again in 3 days. He is ruling and reigning victoriously, Father God, and he is our advocate day and night without ceasing before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, we just ask you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father, as we go forth tonight. Lord, we fall so short of your glory. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, lead and guide us in your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, allow me the humble privilege, Lord, of being vessel of your power, Father. And Lord, we just ask you to take all the glory for yourself. You are the pottery, most certainly just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. Every breath we take, Father, is because of you. The earth is your footstool, Lord. Let your name be glorified above all, Father, in Jesus' name, Yeshua, amen and amen. Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Hello to those who are jumping on during prayer. Two announcements quickly. And then we have some photos to show you. So we're going to do the two announcements first, and then we're going to do the photos. Reawaken America is coming to Detroit. Detroit what? It wasn't that a term, Detroit what, but it's coming to Detroit June 7th and 8th. Looking very forward to meeting you there. Clay is calling it the showdown in Motown. Isn't that clever? And so we are looking very forward to seeing you there, meeting you, praying with you. And so basically you can go to thrivetimeshow.com/reawaken-america-tour for tickets. So we just wanted to announce that as well. And also I made my debut on NTD News. So NTD News reached out to me because I live in New York, what's going on with the Trump trial, as well as what's happening with the protests at the city, universities in New York City. We have posted the link on social media. I was on the Capitol Report. They did post it on the website. So you can go click the link and you can go listen to that segment. I'm very grateful for that, for NTD News reaching out. Photos. As you know, we had our gala over the weekend, our first Ark of Grace Sanctuary gala. Our team, we were very grateful for our team. Our team came together. They did amazing. We were so glad to have them all together. And we have photos of the animals and photos of the gala. So we'll show you now as Sadie pushes her way in. this is Noah. Noah was out there on the golf course just enjoying the abundance of clovers that was in the grass. He did amazing. There goes Sadie's tail because she had to jump up on the desk. Noah did amazing. He was the hit of the night. That is the cross that my husband Chris handmade for the silent auction. So we had a silent auction there. And Chris used to be, as many of you know, a builder and a carpenter and a contractor. So we asked him to make a cross for the silent auction. And so it was wonderful. A friend of ours, Ray, actually purchased it, absolutely loved it. So he does great craftsmanship, Chris. This is the cake. We have to thank Pastry Garden for giving us the cake. Delicious, beautiful. It tastes as good as it looks. And here I am with some of our sanctuary staff and Cyrus and Missy all dappered up for the evening. And here's me and Chris all dressed up. Chris was in his tux and his hair was pulled back. I know many of you have not seen Chris with his hair pulled back. He actually looks quite handsome with his hair pulled back. And it was beautiful. There was a beautiful sunset at the facility. And so basically they took us outside to take a pic. Up here's our sanctuary manager, Courtney, and this is Molly. She's with. We had Molly there as well to do the meet and greet for the first hour. She was very well behaved. She was wagging her tail a lot. She was very happy to be outside. And there's me with Molly. So there's me all dressed up with Molly hanging out on my shoulder. She was so good. People absolutely loved her. Our staff graciously answered all their questions. And there's me with Cyrus in his tux. They bought Cyrus a tux because it was semi-formal. So they basically bought him a black tie. And there's me and Cyrus hanging out there on the porch. And those are the pics. Sadie is actually literally on the desk right now laying down. Let's pray she stays that way. Otherwise, I'm going to have to take her down while we're doing the word of the Lord. But the gala went quite well. Do you just see that? Her hair literally went in my hair and flew in my hair. Sadie, honey, mommy going to have to take you down. I'm sorry, but You're causing a ruckus. Mommy got to give a word from the Lord. So I'm sorry. You're going to have to get down. Don't you jump back up. She's looking at me like, So overall, the gala was amazing. A lot of hard work went into it. I appreciate all the hard work our entire team put into it. And we were so happy to meet many of you that came. So it was so nice to actually spend the night with you and meet you. So we will be doing another one next year. We're looking forward to it. And now let's get into the word for tonight. Okay. Let me get into it. Let's see. Word from the Lord. Here it is. Okay, so this word came forth at about 7:45 a.m. I'm going to timestamp it. I had been up since 6:15 a.m. And that's when this word, about the time that it started to come forth. It is 5.5 pages long. So this word is a little longer. There is a lot in it. A lot in it for the church, as well as the nation, as well as other nations, including England. So let's get into it. And then we're going to talk briefly afterwards about the Kentucky Derby and what's coming. Okay, here we go. All capital praise, honor, glory, and power be to the one who sits on the highest throne. Elohim El Shaddai, the Lord of hosts is his name. Creator of all capital things. Holy and righteous, the justice of nations is in his hands, and to his capital kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, take courage, my capital children. Take courage in an hour of tumult. For a tumult has been raised in your nation, in Australia, in parts of Europe. A tumult has been raised in this hour. An outcry by dark rulers against the children of God. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Gird up your loins as Joshua so did, and spiritually ready yourselves, for the battle is the Lord's. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, all capitals. It is mine. It is not for man to take matters into their own hands and exact vengeance for wars waged, blood spilled, and elections lost, says the Lord. Do you think in such an hour that my capital hand is too short that it cannot reach, or my arm too short that it cannot save in such an hour, says the Lord? All capitals, faith. Faith is a weapon, my children, and the enemy is attempting to sift it out of you, to shake it out of you, and cause infighting, divisions, distractions from examining the roots of what is happening in your nation. For what you see are symptoms of the root of the problem, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the outcry of the younger across your nation, partnering with dark rulers and speaking forth their points, their agendas, their twisted and heinous ideas. Eyes have wandered to this. Eyes have wandered to this and away from the darkest of men now coming across your border. So he's saying the eyes went on the college, these protests that the younger were doing. So he's saying eyes have wandered to this and away from the darkest of men now coming across your border, says the Lord. It has physically and purposely misdirected you away from the dark deeds and plans of parties to exact in this hour, thinking it will bring them a favorable wage. The systems of education in this world have made their facilities and campuses and land into temples and altars for ancient rulers who have lulled the younger into a trap. You, O heads, have created this altar and these blasphemers and instigators who have no reverence or respect for the things of God, for holiness, for true righteousness and justice, for they have come into agreement with a very dark power and authority that is ready to hand them over to save themselves from judgment, says the Lord. And thus says the Lord, capitals. I shall break those altars and temples, says the Lord. I shall dry up their rivers of funding and money, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And oh, you have loved it, says the Lord. You have loved it, and you have unleashed hell on your campuses and facilities, says the Lord. You have unleashed hell to protest and make its talking points known. And I, the Lord, am breaking those altars. I am causing, now this is all capitals, my power and authority to blow through these areas. And I shall destroy your altars, your construct, your name. For you have attempted to exalt your name on high. And now I, the Lord, shall bring you very low. And bankruptcy shall be a full threat and wage for your willful rebellion. And the professors, the presidents who encourage doctrines of devils, you shall step down in shame and humiliation, and your name shall be a laughingstock and a byword for what you have done. For my firstborn is an everlasting covenant. My capital children are mine, that's capital. And in this hour, you think your sorceries have worked. The sorcerers of Pharaoh's court think they can duplicate. However, they are about to face the power and authority of the Lord on high. For I am the righteous judge, and my capital judgments go forth with precision, and they are holy. My ways are not your ways, and my capital thoughts are not your thoughts, says the Lord. Ask for what I see, says the Lord. Do not formulate from what you see with natural eyes in this hour, for it is a trick of the eye, says the Lord, and that trick is about to be exposed. The bait and switch, says the Lord, the bait and switch shall in this time, in this hour, be exposed. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the horses are running. Horses broken loose. Okay, so basically, we're going to talk about this later in the week, but horses broke loose in England from the Royal Cavalry. Horses broken loose, and it is a sign of what is to break loose in those nations. America and England, says the Lord. The rearranging of points on the crown. Big Ben shall once again sound as the tares have come up with the wheat, and now many have been afflicted by such. Repent, says the Lord, repent for the sparing of your lives, says the Lord. For the royal family of England is being weighed in this hour and judged. The Jacob and Esau feud with two brothers shall take an unexpected turn. As a wife goes rogue once again and reveals what has been hidden and said behind the walls of Buckingham Palace or of Buckingham, says the Lord. For I am sifting England, says the Lord, and its leaders. I am sifting it and allowing a shaking not seen in decades to occur, to wake up the people, to renew their hearts back to me, that's capital, the Lord their God, and revive, that's capital, their nation, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what occurs in America, what is occurring on the East Coast, what is occurring in New York down the vein to Washington, D.C., is a mere symptom of a very deep root that has solidified itself for decades and fed off of the strife and blood and greed and corruption at the highest levels. The trials in New York, says the Lord, the Trumps on display is a mere symptom of a very deep and dark problem. The accusations, lies, persecution, and trials are the symptoms of what dwells in the darkness, says the Lord. In order for your nation to be saved by a grace that only comes from me, Almighty God, you cannot just confront the symptom and treat the symptom. You must, capital, go after the root, says the Lord, and pull the root up and out. Thus says the Lord, as the pressure builds and fear and a scare is released upon the people, you, my capital children, through prayer and repentance, with eyes to see and ears to hear what Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, has to say, must go after the root that has been feeding off of the brokenness in your nation for decades. A very capital hard twist is coming in this hour to your nation. Roots must be given a hard twist and pulled up, says the Lord. For it hides in the depths, that's capitalized, and the root system is set to be laid bare, and exposed before the people. As this occurs, you shall see falls in the seat of governorship down the East Coast. As this occurs, you shall see a sudden event, an event that sifts California and Michigan. Delaware shall rise up as the firstborn of your nation and bring a just charge against the one who sits in the seat of president who has smeared their state. Thank you, Lord. Father, Holy Spirit, Ruach Elohim, Ruach HaKadosh, you are welcome in Jesus' name. Thus says the Lord of hosts, watch Kansas in this hour. New leadership is coming to New Mexico, says the Lord, for the spiritual ancestors that have a hold on that land will suffer an eviction, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, another tumult in the Middle East in a neighboring country to Israel that will once again put nations on high alert. As Turkey in this hour is being lured by dark rulers to assist in a strike and to bring accusation against my capital firstborn, Israel. And Turkey in this hour shall be judged. Its leaders shall be weighed, says the Lord, for what you sow in this hour, O capital leaders of Turkey, shall determine your fate and your seat. Thus says the Lord, the rainbow fabricated, twisted, corrupted, is being cleansed from the church in this hour, says the Lord. The great purge has begun, says the Lord, for a serpent that has all the colors of the rainbow has bent itself as such and twisted around the pulpits and has slithered to the shepherds and said in their ear, did God really say it was an abomination? Did God really, capital, say it is a sin and perversion? The shepherds are facing the tree of the knowledge of good and evil again. They are facing it. And the theology of the serpent has broken their theology because the shepherd, now this is capitalized, the shepherd watered it down, butchered it, slandered it, and forsook it for the flesh and to keep man in their seats. Still capitals. And says the Spirit, let it be noted. No, 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 honey. Mommy's going to have to put you out of the room because mommy's in the middle of giving a word. And says the Spirit, let it be noted this day in the book of records, what the serpent and the shepherds have done, the agreement they have reached. And let it be noted this day in the book of records that the pulpit shall be taken, the church cleansed, and every foul spirit that has established itself at the head is being weighed and judged. And those scrolls shall go forth in this hour into the church. All denominations that have divided and separated the body, it is going forth this day and shall change the landscape of the church. It has been written and spoken this day, and so shall be accomplished. Thus says the Lord, the Vatican, smoke from their chimneys, a changing of the guard, for every foul, perverse spirit is feasting at their table. And they have praised the gods of gold and silver and the serpent of the rainbow. They have praised their saints and the work of their hands. There is capitalized. I, the Lord, have given mercy and time, and in this time, their altar shall be broken as well, says the Lord, as well as the place of my capital son who died at Calvary, cleansed of its relics in this time. For I, the Lord, am calling you back to holiness. That's capitalized. All capitals. The standard shall be raised. The trumpets shall sound. The cries for holiness shall enter your streets. Remember, you, my children, must bear the standard as they will attempt to draw you into provocation in the streets to lock you down. They are right now preparing that stick of dynamite, that explosiveness that will provoke those who desire to see your nation cleansed and will attempt a provocation in this time. The George Washington Bridge and the Lincoln Tunnel, two leaders that led in a time of great tumult. Watch those areas, says the Lord, for provocation and attack for the heads of your nation, known for the heads of your nation, no high-level terror has come across your borders and established itself in key points in your nation. This is all capitals. They know, and they are allowing it to allow a fabricated crisis to take place, so the wicked on both sides can maintain control of plans that are set to derail. Another derailment, says the Lord, shall confirm this as their corrupt train filled with their entitlements and lies is set to run right off the track and cause a wreck, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is all capitals, I am God, there is no other. I am, and I always will be. Publications in this hour shall be humbled in this nation. Media in this hour shall be humbled for what they spew to the people. Shepherds shall be humbled and brought low, and their corrupt books opened wide by my hand to expose their abuse. They have been found wanting, and I, the Lord, shall bring forth very hard corrections. I am cleaning my house, and I am bringing in the right people with the right heart posture who love me and do not lobby for what is not of me. A combination of two storms that will cross paths will occur, and it will mark and confirm, says the Lord. It is not a man that will save you, O America. Do not, capital, look to seize anyone and make them a king and set them up as savior. Do not, capital, for I, the Lord, will stay my hand of intervention once again if you do so. Man is a tool in my capital hands. Pray for the instruments I use, says the Lord. Some that are about to be utilized and elevated will surprise you. The vice president will be a man of deep thought and conviction. The one being considered, says the Lord, who has been through the fire of affliction and came out humbled, says the Lord. A man of direct words and action, a man who loves me, the Lord, his capital God. These are qualities I, the Lord, seek, and you, O Donald, should seek as well. Break the curse, O Kennedy. Come out from among them now is your chance, says the Lord. New York itself will catch freedom, says the Lord. It will. As Albany ruptures, says the Lord, and New York City is shaken, and statues in high places fall, there shall be a spiritual awakening and reviving of calling on the name of my son Jesus Christ. It will occur as they are set to bring another altar into New York to call on their gods for a victory in the fall. That altar is a warning. And if leadership in New York so allows it, that shall be their sealed certificate of removal. Just watch, says the Lord, for this shall affect the whole East Coast, says the Lord, it shall. Come unto me, that's capitalized, cleave unto me, that's capitalized, the Lord your God. Anchor yourselves in me, that's capitalized, meaning the Lord, for I am the shelter from the storm, and I protect my flock, that's capitalized, and I shall and will fiercely protect what is mine, says the Lord. And though they have attempted to rob such, the thief is about to get robbed themselves. A theft at a very capital high level in your nation shall occur. Watch for it. Seek holiness and righteousness. Come out from among the world, capitals, and be the church. Be the light. Be what convicts those to run to my altar and surrender. Shepherds are surrendering to sin rather than the sin surrendering at my altar. Rectification, says the Lord, is now. Vindication is coming for those who have been unjustly wronged and stolen from, says the Lord. This is the time where it is given back unto you in great measure as you stay the course with me. I am rectifying what happened years prior and bringing correction to the corruption that has taken place in this time. Prepare and be ready in this time, my children, for I go forth with might and power and a wind of force and truth that will topple what the hands of wicked men have built. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, in the name of Jesus Christ, my son, that's capitalized, who sits at my capital right hand. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm all hot now. My goodness. Let me get the second part up here. That is a word. And when the Lord gives these type of words, see, the thing is, in the prophetic, right, we are supposed to say what the Lord says, not what our flesh wants to say, not what our flesh wants to talk about. We're supposed to give forth how the Lord says it, not how we would say it. And so basically, this is not mincing words on how the Lord feels and sees right now with the church, with government, with what's happening in this nation, with what's happening with the shepherds, with what's happening in other nations, right? With the Vatican. He's not mincing words. And because it's a very serious time. And the reason why people are losing hope is because people are getting slap happy and saying things in the prophetic that they shouldn't. Because we are supposed to be pointing people back to the Lord and calling them back to repentance, right? We're supposed to be like the Ezras right now, calling people back to repentance and humbling themselves before the Lord and renewal, right? That brings revival. And so they're saying things that shouldn't be said. They're giving people hope about people, certain people coming back earlier than they than the Lord has slated them to come back. And so basically, we have to understand that it was God himself that allowed to happen what happened in the 2020 election. God allowed it, and he allowed it for good reason. He allowed it for good reason because A, we wouldn't know everything we know now. And B, it would have just been more horrific division and another epidemic trying to be cooked up. And it just would have created, honestly, more, it would have created a bit of a mess. So the Lord allowed this to bring all the mess to the surface, to expose certain individuals, and to give others time that he could deal with them and humble them and whittle away at them and deal with them to bring them into the right heart posture that they would need to have to lead. And we have to understand that it was God himself that did it. And I remember when I went on Elijah streams and said, this has been delayed. Hasn't been denied, but it's been delayed. And it could be delayed years, I said. And I remember when I went on Elijah streams and said it. So we have to understand that it was God himself that removed his hand and allowed to take place what took place. Let God be God. He knows better than us. Okay, now, we have to talk about the Kentucky Derby for a moment. Now that I've given that word, we have to talk about it. Because there's something interesting shaping up here, and I want to point it out to you going into the Preakness and the Derby. So a woman named Gail sent some of this to me, and I dug on it more, and I found out some more. And so basically a horse by the name of Mystic Dan won the Derby. Now, I told you Catching Freedom was going to be up there in the mix, and he was. He was up there in the front pack at the end. He actually came in fourth. Now, we're going to talk about where I think this horse needs to win. We're going to talk about that in a minute. But Mystic Dan, let's just talk about this name for a minute and why it matches to what's going on currently in the nation. So, Dan was a tribe of Israel. The name Dan means judge in Hebrew, and the tribe of Dan was associated with judging, law and order, and justice. Samson himself, the famous judge, right, was from the tribe of Dan. Now, a seducing spirit, mystic, right, lulled Samson and caused him to fall through a woman named Delilah. This shows the seducing spirit attempting to seize such vessels for power. So what happened to the tribe of Dan? After the Assyrian exile, the tribe of Dan and the other nine tribes that resided in the northern kingdom of Israel were lost because they were forced into exile and they assimilated into other cultures. Because of this tribe's association with idolatry, Dan was left out of the list of tribes in the book of Revelation. The tribe of Dan is best not only known for being the tribe that produced Samson, but they were also associated with idolatry, because Samson dealt with the worship of other deities, and a golden calf was built in Dan to worship. So the Danites, that tribe, thought they could make a better, happier, more abundant future for themselves than the one the Lord had laid out for them and instructed them to do. Meaning they thought they had a better way than God. And they were going to attempt to go around God to rise up through the worship of other idols. Does this sound familiar? Now, the territory that belonged to the tribe of Dan is kind of on the east coast of the Mediterranean Sea, where Israel is now. So keep this in mind, right? Tribe of Dan went into idolatry, tried to go around God to get power and blessing, thought they had a better way, built the golden calf, right? Tribe of Dan built a golden calf. Well, now we go to mystic. What is the definition of mystic? Involving or characterized by esoteric, otherworldly, or symbolic practices or content, as certain religious ceremonies and art, spiritually significant, of occult character, power, or significance, of obscure or mysterious character or significance, of or relating to mystics or mysticism. Now, what's mysticism? It's the belief characterized by self-delusion and dreamy confusion of thought, especially when based on the assumption of occult qualities or mysterious agencies. So in a nutshell, this horse mystic Dan represents A, who holds the judge's seat, attempting to turn on the Lord and elevate themselves by going against what the Lord wants, by bringing forth idolatry. Remember, that golden statue is atop the New York City courthouse, as well as the leadership finding a way around God to keep their seats through sorcery, witchcraft, and trying to get ahead by any means necessary. Also, what these young kids are being spellbound by right now across America in these college campuses. So Mystic Dan really represents this idolatrous mysticism that is attempting to rise up in the nation. Has to do with what? The spirit of Pharaoh that I taught on the last broadcast, because it was Pharaoh's sorcerers in his court that engaged in mysticism to try to beat out the power of God that Moses was demonstrating. So there's going to be no triple crown this year, I believe, with this horse. I don't believe there's going to be a triple crown, but I am going to say this. Catching Freedom, he was up there in the mix. He was fourth. Okay, now I had said that on the Derby broadcast. He was going to be up there in the mix. However, I believe Catching Freedom, where he has to prophetically win, is in New York at the Belmont Stakes. Because that is where the eyes of the nation are on New York right now. The trial is in New York. You know, what's happening in New York is affecting the nation right now. And I believe this is where Catching Freedom needs to win. He needs to win at the Belmonts. So if anybody out there knows the trainer, Brad Cox, please tell him this. I mean, heck, I would go pray over that horse before the race. I would personally go down and pray over this horse, because this horse is carrying a lot prophetically. Now, if you didn't watch the mystery of the 2024 Kentucky Derby Unlocked, that broadcast, go back and watch it, because I explain why this horse is so prophetically significant for this time. And it was interesting, because in the list I looked at Mystic Dan and I raised an eyebrow with that name, and I got a twinge in my spirit, and I was like, you know what I mean? It just felt a little funny. So by Catching Freedom has to win in New York. And Catching Freedom, right, I'll put it in a nutshell, came from the line of American Pharaoh on his mother's side. His mother, Catch My Drift, her father is Pioneer of the Nile. He sired American Pharaoh. Freedom opposes Pharaoh, like Moses opposed Pharaoh, because Catching Freedom's father, his name is Constitution, which is the law. Moses was the one in whom God gave the law. God the Father gave the law to Moses. So this horse has the law on one side, and he's being drawn out of the Nile like Moses on his father, on his mother's side. And it was Pharaoh's daughter that raised Moses in the court of Pharaoh, and Catching Freedom was raised in the court of American Pharaoh. So this horse, I truly believe, has to win in Belmont. I think that's where the key is right now. Just prophetically speaking, that's what I'm looking at right now. And I'm still praying about this, but I'm watching this, and this is getting very, very interesting. So I just want to go over that. I did point out Sierra Leone too. I did point out to watch the West part of Africa right now, because that horse Sierra Leone was in the race, and Sierra Leone actually came in second. So that horse that we had spoken of was up there as well. So if you think about it, you have Mystic Dan, Sierra Leone, right? Now the third one that came in, it was either Fierceness, I forgot the third horse, but fourth was Catching Freedom. So keep that in mind and pray about it, because the name of this horse and what this horse represents, I believe he's got to win at Belmont in New York. Catching Freedom has to win in New York. So these are my thoughts about it right now. And I do not believe there's going to be a Triple Crown winner at all this year. Yep, let freedom ring. Let freedom ring. This is interesting, because Sierra Leone and Mystic Dan actually came in at a photo finish. It was so close. It was incredible. So they came in at a near photo finish at this race. So just keep all this in mind as we go forth, because I think the Preakness is going to be very interesting too, and we'll talk about that when it happens. But I believe the Belmont in New York is where prophetically this is really going to count. So just pray about that. Keep that in mind, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's all I have right now. Forever Young. Forever Young was one of the Japanese horses I talked about in the Kentucky Derby Unlock. So you had two other nations in the top three, right? You had Sierra Leone, and you had Forever Young, who's from Japan. And I told you to watch these two nations right now in the world, Sierra Leone and Japan. And they both came in the top. They both came in at the top, in the top four. So, oh, praise the Lord. It was a photo finish, which is another thing just to keep in mind. We may have more than one of those over the next two races. So just keep that in mind as well. So, oh my goodness. I think that's where we are going to end. That's a good thing. Michael just said mystery, comma, Daniel, question mark. That's interesting as well, to look at it that way, because Daniel was head of the magicians, right? And Nebuchadnezzar has a dream. They can't interpret it. He starts ordering to have all the magicians killed. And Daniel says, give me 24 hours to pray and seek the Lord. And the Lord gave him the dream and the interpretation of this dream. And Daniel was set as head then, which set him up then by the government officials to be set up to be put in the lion's den for the Lord to deliver him and have Darius write that decree of anybody that says anything against the God of Daniel would be put to death. So that's interesting too, that that correlation as well to the book of Daniel. That's an interesting correlation as well. That's one to watch also. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think this is where we're going to stop for tonight. Oh, a lot of information, guys. It's all going up on the blog. So you can go and look at it and print it out and dig a little deeper into it if you like. But thank you for hanging in there with me and with Sadie. She came up on the desk like three times and I tried to keep her to the side, and she finally jumped down. She had enough and she left. So let me just at the end put up two things quickly. We're going to put up first, we'll put up Givaderm first. Giva-Derm has their Mother's Day special going on right now. You could use promo code ARC10 and the promo code MOM, and they give you a free face mask for your mama. Since Mother's Day is coming up, you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more. And we'll put up Andrew Sorcini quickly of Beverly Hills Precious Metal. Him and Giva-Derm actually in MyPillow blessed us with items for the silent auction. So they were so gracious to bless us with these items, and we very much appreciate what they did for us. Andrew has Beverly Hills Precious Metals. Him and his team are very knowledgeable in everything gold and silver. So please email him, andrew@bh-pm.com. You can call the phone number, or you can go to bh-pm.com and fill out the form. Him and his team love talking to those who watch Ark of Grace, and you could be sure to tell them that we sent you. Okay, praise the Lord. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We are going to be back on tomorrow. We will be announcing. But keep in prayer about what's coming too with the Belmont Stakes, because Catching Freedom was in the fourth position, and he came in fourth, which is interesting because 2 4-year terms equals 8, which is the maximum allowed for a presidency here in this nation. So that's another point to point out as well. We will continue to do analysis on this as this goes forth into, I believe, June. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Yes, June is the Belmont. We are going to be keeping track. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage people to say it every day. I say it every single day because the word is living and active, and we have to activate it. We have to speak it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. The word is meant to be active. You know, it's interesting how we look at the word, but the word really is about God and not about us. We read it and we learn from it, but it's about the plans and instructions of a holy God to try to save a sinful people in a fallen world. So Psalm 91 is great. Psalm 123, 34, and 35, also wonderful to read and to speak. Ephesians chapter 1, 3, and 6, wonderful to read. Ephesians 1 and 3 have verses in it that I speak every single day in my life. Those verses are also happen to be in the book, The Believer's Authority. Also, the Lord's Prayer. Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. It should be a key and a foundation in your life. If it was important enough for him to teach his disciples to pray this way, we should be following suit. So we just encourage you in these things, and we encourage you in the word, because the word is transforming. It is living. It is active. It is a thought. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, when it's written in the book of Hebrews as well. And the Lord is, it says also in Hebrews, the Lord is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And he truly is. But we have to diligently seek him and walk with him and understand that we were created to serve him. So I just encourage you in that today. Go forth deeper in your relationship with the Lord. Get more into the word in this time. It truly is your soul food. And as your soul prospers, other areas of your life prosper. So we just encourage you in that, and we stand with you in that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We love you, and we will be back on tomorrow. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together. And we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you could go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rafa today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK.